And now it's 5:40. And for today on Twitter, well, I think it's what you might expect after a busy travel period. Flight delays and unfortunately AirAsia are trending. Just a couple of tweets to give you a sampler of the tone of the conversation. So we have this from Dato' Sri Panglima Wilfred Madias Tanggau, who is Tawau MP, who tweeted, "I was confirmed and in fact have already checked in for the 8 p.m. flight from Kasigluk to Kota Kinabalu at AirAsia tonight, only for it to be rescheduled to 10 p.m., later rescheduled to 12:30 a.m. with estimated time of arrival at 3:30 a.m. It is simply crazy." He also went on actually to update further when his flights were arriving, when he was boarding. There were lots of videos. It was a full-on, you know, reportage. We also have Dini Zaini, who says, "At AirAsia, at Tony Fernandez, our 6:30 p.m. flight has been delayed and rescheduled to 8:40 p.m. on such short notice. It's 9 p.m. now. We've still not been called for boarding. You've caused us trouble. We all have plans and schedules." And this, like I said, is just a sampling, actually, of what people are saying. There are a lot of complaints happening. And to be honest, not necessarily complaints that are specific to this moment in time. I think they kind of span years. But the criticisms kind of focus on delays in flights with AirAsia and also issues of service. So, for example, we have this from Jeremy, who says, "My last AirAsia flight was back in 2012 from Kuching. They closed the gate while people were still queuing up to board the plane." Meanwhile, you have Suraya Aziz saying, "AirAsia must provide food and hotels for passengers stranded in the airport." And this was actually something that came through in a number of the tweets, people pointing out that in some instances, they didn't know that there had been reschedulings and delays until they were after the gate, which also meant that they couldn't then go get sustenance fundamentally, right? There's less food, things were closed. And yeah, I mean, understandably, when you're dealing with delays, you also have people, you know, I think getting increasingly, understandably, grumpy because of that. We also have Norris, who says, "I booked 6 tickets, all 2-way flights. 3 out of 6 of them were rescheduled. The rescheduled email came less than 3 hours before." And just like I said, a variety of comments all coming through on the subject of delays, with things including flights being delayed from 6:30 to 9:30 to 12. Some others actually go longer than that. All of which to say, this is the reopening or the re-kickstarting in many ways of air travel, domestic air travel. A lot of the complaints also come specifically from people who have no choice but to take a domestic flight. In other words, not like you're flying from something like Johor to Penang, which you could actually drive, if you had enough time. Instead, these are mostly people who are flying between Peninsular Malaysia and Sabah and Sarawak, and therefore don't really have a choice but to take the plane, and are finding their plans kind of in jeopardy because of this. So we'd like to hear from you. I mean, maybe not just during this busy Raya period, but in general, have you experienced massive flight delays? What did you do? You know, how did you make it better, I guess? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:49, and we've been talking about a couple of very different things this hour. So on today on Twitter, flight delays and AirAsia are trending after numerous complaints were made on social media, essentially, about the flight delays, particularly for people who were flying between Peninsular Malaysia and Sabah and Sarawak. And we were asking you, I mean, did you experience flight delays over this travel period in general? Have you been at the mercy of, you know, massive flight delays? What did you do? Share your experiences with us and call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Meanwhile, on the subject of AirAsia, or rather on delays, we have, let's see, this from Li Ling, who says, I am not necessarily trying to diminish everyone who's complaining. We actually had no choice and we paid a lot to fly AirAsia last minute because Mas decided not to fly on the dates after we had booked. During the outbound journey, it was a full flight with two check-in counters only. After 2 hours, we were still in the queue to check in and the inbound journey was delayed for 2 hours, no reasons given. There are fine prints in the terms and conditions when you book, by the way, which clearly says that certain setbacks are to be expected. My advice is just get travel insurance, read the fine print. They're in the business to make money, not to make customers happy. And I think that that is definitely something that people somewhat accept when it comes to air travel, perhaps in general, but particularly when it comes to budget air travel. I see where you're coming from. I guess the disappointment here has to do with the duration and with the seeming frequency with which it was happening. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you're right. All those things are very much present. Meanwhile, we also have Maggie who says a relative living overseas was faced with bad communication, confusing information when he tried to book a flight back to Malaysia with our national airline. He felt really frustrated as he used to be full of praise for that same airline. So much for opening the borders again and attracting tourists. It looks like we're really short of experienced or capable staff. Now, this, I think, is actually a really interesting point, particularly in terms of the broader tourism push, because it's something that we've spoken about quite a bit. I think we've seen people having to let go or furlough a lot of the more experienced people that they would have had, whether it's in airlines or hotels, restaurants, the like. So across the board, I think when it comes to this issue of service, it is going to be a bit of a tricky time because we're talking about a big change in terms of how many people are coming in or how many people will be going to specific attractions and how many people are there on the ground to troubleshoot. So absolutely, I think that that's an interesting point and a very salient experience to share, especially as we head towards more people just moving about again. Keep those thoughts coming, whether it is about flight delays and our local airlines coping with that. We'd like to hear from you. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.